every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
That's about 2%.
The carbon agenda is...
Oh, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a few moments, we're looking back at last week's Celtic Media Festival. First news headlines with Matthew Clark.
Cornwall Council has confirmed the appointment of its new corporate directors as part of a management shake-up, reducing the number of directorates from 6 to 3. Trevor Doughty, former corporate director for Children's Services, has been named as the corporate director for Education, Health and Social Care. Assistant Chief Executive Paul Masters has been appointed as the Corporate Director for Community and Organisational Development, while Michael Critch, currently the Council's Director of Resources, has been named Corporate Director for Economy, Enterprise and Environment. Cornwall Farmers Chief Executive Simon Birch spoke of his cautious optimism at this week's annual general meeting held at Kingsley Village. The society reported a profit after tax of £657,000 for the year ending September 2013, compared to a loss of £1.7 million registered the previous year. The future of the Port Navis Yacht Club on the Helford River has been safeguarded with the completion of its sale. New owner Giles Williams has confirmed the club will be run as a going concern, with its waterfront bistro, moorings and pontoon berths alongside residential waterside apartments. The finalists have been revealed for this year's Cornwall Business Awards. A shortlist was announced across 14 categories for the awards, which will be presented next month at a ceremony at St Melian International. For a full list of nominated companies, go to our website, businesscornwall.co.uk.
The 7 Days podcast is sponsored by CornishLivingTV.com, your first stop for quality business-to-business and tourism video production.
7 Days with Business Cornwall.
We're at the Tregenna Hotel near St Ives. It's an amazing setting for a big festival at the hotel, overlooking Gudrevi Island and the town of St Ives itself. And the festival in question is the Celtic Media Festival. Now, this is a festival that goes around the Celtic world every year, and this year it has been to Cornwall. I've got the organiser, Catriona Logan, with me at the moment. Just tell me, first of all, why in Cornwall this year?
Why not Cornwall? Cornwall is one of the most beautiful, culturally rich places in the Celtic nations and regions, and, you know, where better for us, the Celtic Media Festival, to be.
Okay, so this is a professional festival looking at the broadcast media and, I suppose, online media now. Just tell me about the sort of business that goes on here.
I think what tends to happen here more than any other of the big festivals around the nations and regions is there's a lot more networking. If you go to a bigger festival, say you're Edinburgh's or down in London with 2,000 people, you won't get a chance to meet the people that you want to meet. Whereas in a place like this with 300-400 people, a runner can go and talk to a commissioning editor, a head of channel, no problem. And that's what's really nice about Celtic Media Festival.
Now, by the time people are listening to this podcast, the festival will have been and gone. It'll be somewhere else next year. Where is it next year?
Next year we'll be in Scotland. We will be in Inverness, which is really exciting. And then the year after we're going to be in Ireland. So we know we're going to be for the next 2 years. It's very exciting.
So possibly if people have missed the festival in Cornwall this year, they can sort of book up for the following years. What sort of business do you reckon will you see in the coming months that has happened here? Do you think films and TV series will be the idea will have started here?
Yeah, what tends to happen is there's definitely the initial engagement with people. For example, Peter Johnston from BBC Northern Ireland 2 years ago announced an initiative between Ireland and Scotland for a joint commissioning arm. That's gone really well and stuff is in production just now. We had a comedy troupe do a show last year for the festival in Swansea, and they've been commissioned to do a sketch show. I really hope what happens is there's a lot more commissioning and joint commissioning going on, and one of the sessions we did this year is about collaborating and collaboration between the Celtic nations and regions. And what I hope to happen is that, some of the smaller regions get a leg up from some of the bigger nations. That's what I hope to happen this year.
And Business Cornwall, who do this podcast, have collaborated with myself, who's a local media producer, and also Audioboo, who've been here.
Yes, I think what's great about Celtic Media Festival, last year we made the decision to not just allow radio broadcasters to enter the awards. I made the decision last year for it to be podcasts as well. It's really important to me that every year I try to make it that little bit more inclusive for people who may not have the big money behind them, the broadcasters behind them. It's really important to make the festival inclusive for everybody. So if someone comes along who's a runner or a student and they want to get further on in the industry, they want to get commissions, this is the perfect place to do it, and they just have to take the bull by the horns and get out there and make that happen for themselves.
To check out details for next year, what is it?
If you go to www.celticmediafestival.co.uk, and obviously we're always open to emails, phone calls, get in touch, let us know what you think, absolutely.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Now let's look at what's happening over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
A special workshop has been organised for Monday, April the 14th at YTKO's offices in Truro, exploring how a start-up loan could help take your business to the next level. The following day, Tuesday, April the 15th, it's the Cornwall Chamber Big Breakfast event, which this month comes from Falmouth University's Penryn campus. For details of these and other events, please go to our website, businesscornwall.co.uk.
And listen back in 7 days' time for more from the 7 Days podcast.
7 Days with Business Cornwall.